1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Hegarty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill. And to the left of him, Mr. Clayton O'Brien, the greatest person in the land.
Thank you.
Hello, Clay.
Hi, how are you?
Coming in hot. I'm a little bit flustered.
I know. You want to take a couple breaths?
Yeah. Oof. I was a little bit. I woke up like 20 minutes ago.
You look like a
what?
What?
Yeah. I had a very long day. I was at Mudd's getting one of my teeth fixed again.
Another tooth at Mudd's?
It's always Mudd's is going to be in my life for a while.
That's
the Midwest University Dental
School.
School.
Yeah. You should get on the frequent flyer program.
I'm going to be sending them these shows. I'm going to have a best of Mudd's kind of compilation to see if we could procure sponsorship from Mudd's.
Yeah.
And I can get my teeth fixed.
No one else calls it Mudd's except us.
Yeah, right? We've branded Mudd's. We could make Mudd's hip, man. Everybody.
Did Mudd say anything about
all Irish guys that make under 100K a year will be at Mudd's?
There's a lot of bad teeth out there.
Did Mudd say anything to you like, yeah, maybe before you do your radio show tonight, you should have a big gulp of Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah, which
Mudd's
you did.
Say that was a good idea?
That was to quench my palate before we come in and make haha, you know?
Uh-huh.
But are you still dealing with Jeff, or is it a new guy?
No, we buried Jeff a couple episodes ago.
I mean, as a replacement.
He got yanked out of my head. He's gone.
As a substitute.
Clay, you said he's in a dumpster in Rosemont somewhere in the last program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Way gone.
No, I had Chinese food for the neophyte earlier tonight.
Okay.
And it was like, I laid down on the couch, and I was comatose 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
Haley, my wife, just yelled at me. She goes, hey, don't you have your show?
Oh, man.
I looked at my watch. Yeah, I got to be there like now.
Well, you got here.
And I got here and I grabbed the laptop from my wife and daughter who were watching the laptop. And the first thing I notice here is that there's two things on the laptop. They were watching Celine Dion and Josh Groban live together. That was more important to them.
This sounds like torture.
Than waking dad up from his Chinese food coma.
Yikes.
To make it to the program on time to make haha.
Yeah. You like saying making haha.
Do you have to make haha?
You make haha for a living?
Why must you make haha in the classroom?
You want a loan and you make haha for a living? No.
You and Joe making haha all the time.
Making haha.
It's a
spinoff show right there. That is a podcast. Someone's got that making haha.
I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Beat you to it.
Jimmy Roditis making haha.
How's your week going otherwise? What else you got?
That's, I had to go back. I had a long day today. I had a dentist appointment. Then I had to jump over, get home, change real fast, run over.
Jump over what? A creek?
You're right about that. I had to drive from Mudd's back home on a very tight deadline.
Yikes.
You never get out of the dentist chair on time. Last time I was there, I go, you think I can get out of here before 3 o'clock?
So what were you in
the
hurry for?
I had another gig to go tend to at 4:30. I was tending bar for some state workers.
Oh, you worked tonight?
I did. I worked tonight. I went home
And
I had some Chinese food and then boom, I fell asleep and now I'm here making haha. yes, is this New Star Chinese restaurant? You have any haha in the egg rolls? No MSG, no
haha. It's funny. Did you have an egg roll?
I did.
I had two for lunch.
Did you have a Coke?
Yesterday.
I did have a Coke.
No, Monday.
Did you have them at the same time?
You betcha.
And what did you say to yourself?
I said, I'm ready for a nap.
You said, this is $1 billion
idea. I slammed a huge Coke and still went conked for
Did you mix the sweet and sour with the hot mustard?
Yeah, so that's the fire. That's the way to do it.
Well, isn't it? Nice.
I'm going to have it.
How come all Irish people mix the hot mustard with the sweet and sour?
Because it makes it orange.
Because it makes it haha.
I had a good week. Yeah.
Did you watch the big game? The big basketball game?
Absolutely.
You did. Yeah, this was
national title was amazing. That was one of the best finals I've seen in the NCAA tournament in quite some time.
I had a long day that day, so I forgot that it was even on. So I was just like watching something ridiculous, and then I was flipping around. I'm like, oh wow, it's on. And then about 20 minutes into it, I fell asleep. I zonked out.
Oh, see,
and I missed the whole thing.
I was pretty vested in it.
Yeah.
Because I did have a square.
You had some squares.
Right.
And?
And I won.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations.
All right.
I couldn't, Bill, I was standing right next to you. I was like, wait a second. What's the final score right there?
I said your numbers are there. And then you were like, don't say anything more. and then we almost forgot about it.
Right.
And then we looked at the TV screen, and all of a sudden, like, there was 25 seconds left, and kid missed the free throw.
Yep.
And Virginia recovered the ball, and at that point, they were up 12, so no one really guarded them, and they just let time run out, and that was it. And his numbers came in. I was like, you lucky?
You know, what'd you pull in?
There's
what'd
always somebody in? That, even though they're like, don't foul in a situation like that, doesn't want it to end and fouls it.
Yeah, right.
It's like, dude, you're not coming back. You're 15 points down, and it always screws up somebody's square, you know.
Or it makes someone's day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it made pass.
Or it changes somebody's life.
It did. Yeah. I was partners on it with a buddy of mine.
What'd you pull in? $500 million?
$500 a guy.
Wow.
Yep. Very nice.
And you put that towards a new tooth?
I put 50 of it towards the bartender that gave me the money.
You have to do that. Absolutely.
Very nice.
Thank you, sir, for your work. And then back to Muds and
walking in with 500 bills.
Right, exactly.
Who wants to help me first?
Can I get all my teeth done for $499?
You,
today?
Sophomore. I want the works.
You, sophomore. I want the
What's
works.
What's your name? Justin? Get over here.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, $4.99.
Get over here. Hose my teeth down.
Hose these teeth down. Make them good and nice. I make ha-ha.
Jam 100 in his shirt pocket. There
I make ha-ha for a living.
Keep it coming.
Yeah.
So do the people at Muds, when they see you, they're like, hey, what's up, man?
At this point, yeah. Yeah. What an awful position
they're
to
like,
be.
Hey, they're like, he's not a
Everybody
student.
At the dentist knows me. I'm that guy now.
Hey, Pat. Oh, hey, Julie. How was your kid's birthday party?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be back next week for some more work.
How's Jeff?
How's my dead tooth, Jeff? You were at the funeral. Good to see you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Oh, me? Thank you for coming to the to Jeff's funeral.
That's a lot.
Right. Oh, you owe my $4.99. Here you go.
Yeah.
One thing they do at Muds that the only thing that kind of throws you off guard. I've said this before. We want Muds to sponsor, though. Maybe I should omit this.
No, don't. Be transparent.
As soon as they get your mouth open, you know, have you had, has anyone tried to take an x-ray of your mouth recently? The new,
where they used, they pry it open?
They put the
Clockwork Orange thing in your mouth?
Yeah. Are you getting that Clockwork Orange thing again?
Debbie, go grab the Clockwork Orange vise.
Is it a tool we're talking of?
Yeah, it's like, it's a spreader.
Ah, the spreader.
Well, it's not comfortable, you know?
Yeah,
sitting there like, yeah. Gagging. It like takes like... they're like, are you okay? I go, no. Everyone always says that. Does anyone at the dentist chair ever say that? Like, no, stop, pain.
Yeah, if they have to ask, then they know you're not.
Yeah. Anyways, so.
They're like shrugging your hair. You're doing so good.
Don't touch
me. You had some pictures taken today?
Yeah, again. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had two teeth filled, you know.
Two fillings.
Two more.
You should just bite the bullet.
Six more coming. All of a sudden, I'm like, is this possible?
You have eight fillings? You have eight cavities?
You should just get dentures.
My teeth are nice. The people who listen to this program.
Get Clear Choice. You know Clear, what's it called? Is that what it's called?
Guys, I'm nowhere near
it. You ever seen the commercial with the blackjack dealer?
Yeah, I've seen it.
The two front teeth guy?
He's great. He goes, yeah. Those teeth, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, well, you could be him.
The guy, these teeth, they're gorgeous. He goes, I used to never want to smile and cover my face when I smiled.
He goes, I used to cover my mouth in front of the players, he said.
Right.
They do the finger mustache over his mouth.
Yeah, but then he was...
Would you like to hit or stick?
But he got the...
Before I hit, show me your teeth.
Hey, dealer, he's probably in...
I'm not hitting until the dealer shows me his teeth.
How many drunk guys at 3 a.m. are like, hey, hey, snaggletooth.
They don't have any teeth
Throw
either.
Throw me an ace. Come on. What are you doing? These teeth are disgusting.
These guys don't have any teeth either. He's at like, 3
o'clock
in the morning.
I got to get these things fixed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, which shocked me. Where's the blackjack dealer at, like, the Harrah's in North Dakota? Come up with, like, six. That's for like $60,000 to get your brand new
parents.
Somebody tipped them.
His parents might own a big a big truck dealership.
We gotta call Clear Choice. We gotta call Restore. We gotta call Clear Choice.
You guys, right. If you should take out a giant loan, get a big afro, and you get Joe Biden teeth.
Biden.
And you'll be all set.
A Huggy Bear afro for Bill and a Joe Biden mouth for Patty. That's all we want on this show.
And then you move to West Hollywood.
And then why West Hollywood?
Just get tans.
We're getting tans and moving to West Hollywood.
Get super small noses.
We're getting our noses small.
Get your noses like a third of the size they are now.
There's twin brothers that are out there doing something like that.
They've done all those things we just mentioned.
Is there? Yeah, we don't have to Google that.
There are
zero twin brothers that have had plastic surgery.
Lots you're right, Clay. There's a couple other twin brothers that are hoping for Huggy Bear mullets and Joe Biden teeth somewhere.
Yeah. They're called the guys from the Facebook, the Vanderswans.
Vanderswans?
What were their names?
It's a good name for that twin couple, though. Yeah. We're the Vanderswan twins.
Yeah.
Mike and Jeremy Vanderswan?
That's your pitch.
Right.
Do you want to make a show about us? Look at us. Listen, this guy's got an afro.
We're going to play the Vanderswan.
I got
brothers.
Joe Biden teeth. We're the Vanderswans.
He has a big afro. I have Joe Biden teeth. We get tans, nose jobs, and move to West Hollywood. And start a real estate business.
Flip houses.
Actually, we start a dental training school. We're dentists. We have scrubs on all the time.
We're That's dentists, right. But we're not.
In the lunchroom, egg rolls, Coca-Cola all day for
so
everybody.
So do we have like piles of egg rolls. Do we have like our own reality show? Vanderswan Rules, something like that.
The Vanderswan Rules. Sign the Houlihan Brothers.
Yeah.
It's Eric and Terry Vanderswan.
Eric and Terry, who are the other two?
I like Jeremy and Mike.
Jeremy and Mike?
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy and Mike Vanderswan.
How about Jeremy and Todd Vanderswan?
Todd Vanderswan.
Trevor and
I've
Todd.
I've met Todd Vanderswan somewhere along the line.
Trevor and Todd Vanderswan.
There we go.
Okay. T.T. Vanderswan.
T.T. That's their realty company.
That's the name of the realty company.
T.T. Vanderswan Incorporated.
You want to buy a mansion in Bel Air called T.T. Vanderswan?
Yeah. Well, you got to tell the people at Mud's about this.
Right. Next time. I got to get a bicuspid fix. Hey, I'm thinking about doing a TV show where I play this guy, one of the Vanderswans.
Yeah.
I need to know a little bit. I can ask you a couple questions for research.
Hand him a treatment about it.
Anyway.
Well, keep eating your Cane's Irish oatmeal and you won't have to go back to Mud's, you know?
No, exactly. You will. You're beyond the point of no return.
You can remineralize your teeth if you eat enough McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Remineralize.
That's why horses
have healthy teeth. You can remineralize your teeth.
You ever seen the teeth on a horse? Well, you have them.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have Gary Busey big horse teeth.
No, you don't. You don't.
Two bowls of Utah. Two bowls.
Two bowls of McCann, Utah.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal on earth. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
History going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley Radio Hour.
Yeah.
What's up?
Talked about the Vanderswans?
Yes, the Vanderswan Revolution.
Yep.
Bill, you met Jim Tomey.
I did, yeah. Where? I met Tomey over the weekend. That was pretty
Where
cool.
At, Bill?
I was bartending at Duffy's on Saturday, and there was a fundraiser coming into the bar around, and they came in around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And they were going to hang out for, like, it was like from 4 till 7, and it was for a youth baseball team, like a club team out in Burr Ridge. And the gentleman that manages the program, who's one of the coaches with a buddy of his, guest bartended. And then, like, all the, you know, they wanted to invite a lot of the parents. They didn't know a lot of them yet and everything. And it was a good way for everyone to meet. And
yep.
then they do, like, you know, they leave, like, a tip jar out on the bar. And then there was a buddy of theirs who sponsored all their drinks from one of the beer distributors. So they were free.
Yeah.
It was all charity write-offs. It was a good time. But I'm behind the bar, and the gentleman who's working with, you know, like, me and Mary and I were just, like, pointing them in directions, like, where they should go, like, you know, helping them ring in stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I see you got, he's like, you got a Sox hat on, your Sox fan? I'm like, yeah, love the Sox, of course. He's like, oh, cool. He's like, I might have a surprise for you a little later on in here.
Oh.
And, you know, I go outside, and I come back in, and all of a sudden I'm looking at the bar, I'm like, that's Jim Tomey.
Tomey's behind the bar.
And it turns out he was college roommates with the gentleman that I was bartending with. So,
wow.
Super classy guy. He was there with his wife. You know, they just sat in the back, kind of conversed with some friends, played a game of darts, had a couple beers, and
hit 5 home runs.
Yeah, he shook a couple hands, said hi to people. Was very gracious. You know, people, anybody that wanted to go out and, you know, like, hey, can I get a picture with you? Be like, yeah, come on over, you know.
Is he a large individual?
He is. But he's not as, like, as big as you think he would be. He's probably, I mean, he's easily 6'5".
Hi, okay. Jim. You know? You're not as big as most
but
people think
you also have to
be.
Remember that he's not playing. He's 3 years removed from the game, so he's probably lost a little bit of weight. You know, it's a different, his body's changed
yeah.
a little
Jim,
bit from when he was a
Jim,
player.
Jim, let me see if I can get my arms around you.
Yeah.
He's a big boy,
You're a big
though.
Fella, ain't you?
eighth all time on the
you
home
like
run
doing
list.
Shots? You want to do a shot?
You like no, Crown
he,
Royal,
he was
Jim?
Not doing any shots or anything like that.
What was he drinking, RC?
Coors Light, from what I remember.
Interesting. Classy yeah. guy.
Yeah, super nice.
You were stoked about it. You put it all over Facebook. Pictures of you.
I was. I mean, like,
did you get on his shoulders?
He's a play. He's a White
that
Sox player.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Jim, can I get on your shoulders for this photo shoot real
Come
quick?
Come on, Jim. I'm almost 40. This is all I got right now.
This is it. I need to get to, like, 1,000 likes on Facebook. Let me get on your shoulders.
You yeah. weigh, like, 220. I can sit on your shoulders for 7 seconds.
Jim, I'll split the likes with you. Right down the middle.
Right. I'll split the likes. I'm this is weird. I don't know how to explain it, but I got these buddies, the Vanders.
the Vanders Swans.
The Vanders
Swans. Trying to get this thing going. I don't want to get into it too much. Anyway, squat down. I'll get on.
Exactly.
What's your favorite song, Jimmy?
No, super.
I got a buck jukebox. Favorite song?
Yeah, no, it was a cool thing. Because I had gone to the Sox game the day before. I went
yeah,
to the
you
Oprah.
Had like an action, yeah, action packed Sox weekend for B.
I did.
You had
yeah.
Polish sausage on your fingers still.
I didn't. Here's the thing. I didn't eat at the opener.
Oh, come on.
I go to the game and I don't eat. I think it's.
You
just,
didn't have one thing to eat?
No.
Oh, you should be. You should be beaten.
Just it was $12.50 for a Modelo. $12.50
for one?
Wow.
Yeah, I bought two Modelos, one for me and my buddy. The chick's like $25. I was like, what?
That's unbelievable. It makes me sick.
All right, they're like 20-ounce Modelos, but still, it was $12.50 for, you know, I was like, gosh.
So if old me went to the ballpark and had my usual 12 beers.
You would have been 200
150.
No, 150 before you. Like
no the, tips.
No tips. You know, walking out of the park with like.
Because everybody should go to the ballpark and have 12 beers.
You have to.
It was an expensive day for me,
you
though.
You have to.
It's two an inning. It's not that bad. They cut them off in the
that's
seventh
lot,
inning.
That's a lot of boozing.
Yeah. It moves quick. But you run into like just so many. When you go to opening day, it's like.
Yeah, opening day is an event. It's a holiday.
All the McGaffers you see there, and you're like, oh! You know, guys you haven't seen in years. That's what it sounds
that's
like.
That's what you do when you don't see guys in years. You go, oh! Yeah,
still like you're naughty by nature.
I haven't seen you in years.
But that's what the ballpark sounds like on opening day. You know, like you're walking in the streets, you're in the stadium. It's like, oh! You know, like the whole time you're there.
That's they have in the T.T. Vanderswan real estate office, Clay. They have a horn whenever a home is sold. That goes, oh!
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, you know, went to the Cork and Kerry, was at the Cork by the park. That was fun.
Nice.
Give them a little shout out. Give Joe Misetich a shout out. He was behind the bar, one of my classmates from Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
Billy Guidy, give him a shout out. He was gracious towards us. You know, another Mount Carmel guy who owns the Cork. And then I ran into some of my teammates from the 1996 title team.
Yeah, so, the 96 Caravan title
team? That's right.
Team.
It was fun all the way around.
Yeah.
Had some buddies from work with me here. You know, it was a good day. Really?
And then, Clay, later that night, we all met up.
We did meet up in Elmwood Park.
And we went to Russell's.
Beautiful Elmwood Park.
Yep.
And we sat in the back of Russell's and had our eighth grade St. Luke's basketball reunion.
Some of us.
It turned into that.
Yeah.
That wasn't planned, really. I mean, kind of.
You organized a lot. Clay, you were the instigator on this. You were like, let's all get together.
Yeah.
All the guys that we loved playing hoops with, Final Four weekend, like, that'll be kind of something fun to go do and shoot, you know, the breeze with each other.
Yeah, there was a couple missing, but we did good.
Yeah,
there were a couple missing, but, like, it'll get stronger, and that was a lot of fun.
And then Billy showed up like, you know, Hurricane Andrew.
He came in like a hurricane. Yeah.
He saw Hartman. He goes, how come you still have hair?
Yep.
Why do you have hair?
Uh-huh.
I think you were patting, like, other customers on the back.
I might have been. Okay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, tough guy? How's your sandwich?
Go Sox! Oh!
You guys like 89 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just walked over here from Cameo Towers and you slapped me.
That was fun, though. Russell's is an iconic little joint to go hang out
in. It's a great place.
The back room there was real nice.
They got a whole new setup now. Well, let's not tell too many people to go there because it's kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah, it is nice.
Oh, come on. I'm gonna send this to Russell's. I want to get.
They got business no matter what.
Get a free shout out.
It's great food, and it's a good place to bring kids because they can be loud and obnoxious and no one cares.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what else is a good place to bring kids?
Where's that?
Well, maybe not, but you should go to Barney Callahan's Irish Pub. 106 18th Southwestern and say hello to Marion Bernard. It's a perfect Southside haunt. I wonder if they've ever had Tommy over there. Tommy's not just like a guy who just pops in and out. Like
he's not hitting up the bars.
No,
up and down
I don't.
Western,
I've never
don't
noticed
think.
Like him to be. Yeah, I mean, if you see him anywhere, it's going to be like a family type atmosphere event, or you know, something that's sponsored by the White Sox or Major League Baseball or something. But yeah, to see him out, like from my understanding, is he's a very community oriented guy.
Yeah. Like
he's,
you, Bill.
He's out there. I think he lives in Hinsdale, so I think people do see him out. He's very, very nice.
Yeah.
He probably gets hot chocolate, hey, Whitehead.
You don't think about it, though? Like,
he does. I've dreamt that.
He's a totally normal person, and then you're like, dude, you're eighth all time on the home run list.
That's what I was, yeah.
Like, you're looking at him and going, your stats are ridiculous.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, what? And then you do see his body, and you're like, yeah, you definitely played Major League Baseball. But
then
he doesn't have that look of like.
So then you think to yourself,
athlete, like all, you know, like it's weird to explain,
you
huh?
You think that you could do it.
Yeah, he makes the average Joe who's like 6'5", you know, he's a big dude. Come on. I mean, Tommy was a beast. Like,
he got a professional baseball player.
Over 600 homers, man.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I know what you're getting at, though, Bill. He looks like a big burly guy who would be like a general contractor or own his own construction.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Like,
he's a professional, like one of the guys in the professional handyman fighting league.
Kind of, yeah. World's Handyman Fighting Championships.
He could probably pass for a lumberjack.
Yeah, he's 6'2", so I told you, yeah, he's not that, like, here I am saying he's 6'5". But,
you're giving him 3 inches, Bill.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Tommy, what a guy. I was going to get to Mooney from Notre Dame Niles, the kid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was a great story,
on Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I felt like all of a sudden the Irish American community was like, who's this kid Mooney? And all of a sudden everybody's, you said that he was from Wakanda, but he went to Notre Dame of Niles here in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Sure.
And while Bill, we went and watched the bar at one of our neighborhood haunts, and
yeah, I just kept screaming, "Come on, Irish!"
Everybody was yelling, "Let's go, Irish!" Whatever. Mooney had the ball, and it was kind of fun to watch. And I wanted Texas Tech to win.
You couldn't compete with Kyle Guy.
Couldn't, right?
That kid was automatic from the free throw line.
Mr. Indiana basketball.
He was incredible.
Yeah, he was.
He was like Jimmy Chitwood.
He never missed.
His grandfather was like the president of the Indiana Basketball Association.
Really?
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of, it is kind of a legacy thing.
Totally. You know? He's like, get out there and shoot some free throws, Kyle.
Well,
wow.
He did.
I'm watching Vanderswan Rules.
I'm watching the pilot of Vanderswan. Get out there. You know there ain't nothing to do around here.
Meanwhile, at the Indiana basketball family household, the dad's just dribbling all the time.
Makes everyone dribble. Everyone's in the house.
No, like while they're eating, making dinner, he's just dribbling in the kitchen. He's dribbling. Yep.
Sarah, where's your ball?
Right. How come none of you guys are dribbling?
Come on. I don't hear balls bouncing in here.
Ooh, that could be weird.
Could be if you want it to be.
Uh-huh.
You say this is a good dental school. I don't see any balls bouncing around here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't see no drill spinning. I see no drill spinning around here, boys.
No balls bouncing, no drills spinning. Nothing.
Call this a discount medical school?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dental school? Excuse me. Got excited.
Well, anyways, yeah, it was cool to watch that kid Mooney. I hope he has a chance. Maybe
he could be the next Chris.
You know, it was fun because Bill and I are standing watching in this tent. We're like, yeah. Whenever Mooney got the ball, we're like, yeah. And then there was a break, and we're discussing about, you know, who's going to take this last shot here right before the end of regulation. And there's this guy smoking a cigar. He goes, "What about the Italian guy, huh? You know?" He goes, "Why don't he pass it to the Italian guy?"
He was good too.
He was very really good, Moretti. He goes, yeah. This place, just Irish guys yelling all day. You know, like he was all huffing and puffing.
Was his name Moretti?
No, he was like, he was a paisano. Go, no, easy.
The kid I think that was on Texas Tech.
Yeah, he was from Bologna, Italy.
He should go to the Bulls. He's a perfect Bulls candidate, like a Kukoc.
They're saying the Bulls are in the hunt here. They could get first
the
round.
The Bulls lost their 60th game tonight.
That's, I don't know.
They're terrible.
Blackhawks got the number 3 pick in the lottery. See, they were supposed to get like 12, and they got lucky. They got the free pick in the lottery.
That's nice.
Good for the Hawks. They can get a quality player at, you know.
Does Gretzky got any kids?
No.
Who?
Gretzky? Well, yeah. Wayne?
Sure he does. Yeah.
His daughter dates.
His daughter's a country Western star, isn't she?
Some golfer, yeah. Just. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Dustin Johnson, the professional golfer, yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
She's a small show,
isn't
Masters
weekend. She's very beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
What's his name?
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her boyfriend.
No.
Masters weekend, speaking of
big, I love Masters weekend.
Big,
I love Masters weekend. Two bigs for Masters weekend.
Oh, you went into kind of a like a Yonkers accent there.
Keep your balls bouncing.
Is it a bounce? Is it the NBC thing?
I think that's the college basketball.
That's CBS, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe they just started playing that for the Masters. All of a sudden, you know?
They just play the same one for all.
Tiger from the drive. Tiger's 14-1.
Is he?
Oh, yeah?
I think he's a good bet.
No, he's not going to win it. Are you nuts?
He has won. He could very well win it. This is. It would be a great Tiger story. He comes out, you know. This would be a great Tiger story. he comes out of, you know, the sort of twilight of his career.
Uh-huh. He should wear a white leather.
And we're talking about the twilight of his career. Tiger Woods is probably going to be able to play golf. And I know people are like, there's the thing called the Seniors Tour.
You know?
I mean, he's not just going to, like, go away.
He should play the whole tournament in a white leather Guns N' Roses jacket.
That'd be like he's like Eddie Murphy Raw. Like, all of a sudden. See, now that would be interesting if Tiger was just
played in the costume Eddie Murphy's wearing in Raw.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That tight leather, purple.
It's probably not part of the dress code at Augusta.
Is it the red one in Raw or the
Correct,
purple?
Correct, Bill. The dress code at Augusta is very strict. They got rules. They have dress codes.
Yeah. So who's the guy who won it last year? What's his name? Reed?
Yeah. Oh, what is
he looks like a guy who like drives a UPS truck.
No.
Yeah, I think Patrick Reed.
What does a guy who drives a UPS truck look
like? Just
like
a blue collar fella.
Masters weekend is like I do get excited for Masters weekend. I'm not a great golfer in real life at all.
No.
But I do, as I've gotten older, enjoy like watching it on TV. All of a sudden, it's almost has a therapeutic.
It's watching the theatrics of it unfold.
There's something great about the way that's done. Like they make it very dramatic. It's very nice. It's just a golf tournament.
Yeah.
But well, it's sports. What are you talking about? It's the highest.
They do it on TV. It's the highest honor you could have in golf, Clay.
In golf.
Last year, Patrick Reed.
There you go.
He's from Augusta, Georgia, so he has an advantage.
Ah, okay.
He lives there now. I don't know.
I wonder what the odds are on him this year, if he qualified.
I've been hearing he's been in the news kind of lately because I guess he's like estranged from his family.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like a big thing, I guess.
We couldn't even get his name right now. So you're like, he's estranged from his family.
I know a lot about this young man.
He's friends with the Vanderswans.
Yeah.
The Vanderswans tried to get into Augusta.
They were not allowed.
Not allowed, and they didn't get in.
Not with their small noses and one with the afro and the other one with Biden teeth. No way.
Small noses.
That's what it, there's a sign at Augusta that says no afros, no Biden teeth. Strangely enough, it's been there since 1940.
When Joe Biden was a toddler.
Nostradamus was a member at Augusta. He put that up as a gag.
Billy Idol's a member at Augusta.
I wonder. Come on. I had to think about it for a minute.
Sounds believable.
Is that viable?
Wow, you're giving a lot of credit to Billy Idol.
You really are on that one.
Well, why? Billy Idol, maybe. Maybe Billy Idol wanted to be a member at Augusta at some point. You know?
It's the greatest.
The only one I could see being a member at Augusta would be like Alice Cooper, because he's like a nutty golf crazy guy.
Yeah, see, it's not that far-fetched.
He's a golf head.
I wonder what the... Maybe at the next break, we'll try to find out how hard it is to get into that club.
It's
like, I think it's almost impossible, right?
You got to be able to, hit a golf ball through like a...
Wait, what? There's golf?
You got to be able to hit a pigeon with a golf ball from 100 yards.
Only 700 in 100 years have been able to do it. They got it.
You most used a 3-iron.
We put a clay pigeon out there, and you have to hit a clay pigeon.
Yeah, 200 yards.
I like the thing. What is it on Thursday, the par 3 challenge?
Yeah.
Or Wednesday. That's today was today. I didn't. Yeah.
Today was
while
today.
We're airing it, I didn't even see any sports highlights. But that's usually one of my favorite events to watch before.
You
they
don't
kick
golf
it off.
At all, Bill?
I haven't gotten out in like I got out. Did I get out once maybe last year?
You're a lefty, so you probably throw people off.
No, I still golf with righty clubs.
You golf right-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
So, no, I mean, I'm not.
You have no desire?
I got decent at it for a while. Not like where I wasn't like getting laughed off a course and like you could actually play
balls?
Right. Like I could maybe go through a whole 18 holes and.
With one ball?
Not one. Maybe like.
Five.
Four.
That's where I'm at right now.
Like probably. Four or five, like where I'm not like, you know. There are times where it was just. You needed like a dozen. I needed like, you know, 18. Just like an idiot. Like not knowing what I was doing. No, I do enjoy it. It's fun to play with people that like are better than you because you kind of push yourself to be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And like, but everyone always is just like, do it this way, do this. You know, I'm one of those guys that's like, I know that people coach people all the time on golf.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to get coached on golf, I'm going to have it done by a guy who gets paid for it. Like, who like does it. Like, there's always your buddy who's like, you're doing your hips, are swinging, and you're like, okay, I forgot that your handicap was zero.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah, everyone's got
just let me do it my way.
I went to the driving range, this is probably like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I was really going to like try and give it a whirl because I had like a thing coming up where I had to play.
Yeah.
So I went to the driving range like probably 2 weeks straight every night. And there was this dude there this one time. And he had like his radio playing loud, obnoxious music. And then he was like being kind of like a tough guy while he was hitting balls, trying to like intimidate other people.
Uh-huh.
Like this guy was hitting a ball and he's like, oh, there you go. Like stuff like that.
Oh.
I was like, if this guy says anything to me, I'm going to hit him with a golf club right in the jaw.
And you just try to chip one over his way.
Yeah.
Like slice one real bad.
I went down like, I walked by, I went like 10.
Five way, yeah, ten, like 10 way away from
down.
I hear slices. What you're saying. Yeah, I had a patron.
But I heard him the whole time. I'm like, this is obnoxious.
Right. There was a guy the other night. That just reminded me of a guy the other night, a patron I had.
You had a toffee?
The guy kept going. He finished his drink and it was kind of slow. You know, I was kind of just...
I can't wait to hear what his line was.
Looking at the clock, like, when can I get out of here?
He'd go, there's a hole in my glass.
How old was he?
He goes, there's a hole in my glass. I go, yeah, I see it. He had like three or four double Johnny Walker Blacks on the rocks in like an hour and a half. And I was like, get out now.
Who was this guy? Was it George Steinbrenner?
Yeah. It was George Steinbrenner. I didn't want to put his name out there.
No, who was it? I mean, older gentleman?
He was probably like 50. Yeah. He had a red, like, Marty McFly vest on.
Whoa. Oh.
But like one of those puffy coat vests. Not
yeah,
like a,
yeah.
Okay.
And he was with a very young girl.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know what you should have said?
What?
There's going to be a hole in your head, sir.
I knew that was coming. Right. Head. That's an easy response, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Speaking of hole, do you like Courtney Love? Hold on. Get to your drink briefly. I'm going to play Malibu. Do you know the song Malibu?
Have you ever met the Vanderswans?
Do you know the Vanderswans? Do you like hole?
Would you like to meet the Vanderswans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good quick response. Do you like hole? I have bad teeth. Have you met the Vanderswans?
Do you like hole?
I'll be back.
Yeah.
There's a hole in my glass. No.
Yeah,
that's obnoxious. I couldn't be a bartender. I couldn't do it. I'd be arrested.
First, he said it casually after the first drink. You know, he goes, oh, there's a hole in my glass.
Oh yeah, you know. Yeah.
And then as he proceeded to get more and more loaded, it became there's a hole in my glass.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, buddy. Mm-hmm.
That's when you went a Van Damme, just like.
That's when you want to turn into Seagal.
That's when you just
Van
Damme. Turn into Van Damme for a minute and just roundhouse.
Quick roundhouse for the bar.
Yeah, splits, then do the splits on the bar. Yeah, and bow to your sensei.
And bow to your sensei. Exactly.
Yeah. I like more of the Seagal move. It's like a quick karate chop to the side of the neck.
Put a pool ball on the sack. Crack him right in the face. Yeah.
And would you say whack?
There's not even a pool table in there. It'd be very strange.
Seagal is always, like, I'm trying to think. Now you got me into Seagal or Van Damme, but Van Damme, if I think about his films, is he in a lot of barroom fights? Seagal's in a lot of barroom fights in his movies.
Van Damme's usually like.
In Out for Justice, he's in one. In Above the Law, he's in one.
Steven Seagal, yeah. Nico Toscani.
Yeah, those are easy to film.
No, they're not. These are hard bar fights.
Hard bar fights.
Tonight on True TV, hard bar fights.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to tip my hat to Andy Davis, the director from Chicago.
He's one of my favorites.
He does a good bar fight with Seagal.
He does.
Some of the best.
Anybody see Richie?
That's one. All kinds.
Yeah, Van Damme's usually, you know, either in the jungle or, you know, skipping through some capital in Asia.
Yeah. And like the Seagal
like
movies.
Bangkok.
The Seagal movies,
he's
like
skipping through a capital in Asia.
And then he's like on the back of a motorcycle.
So what location for the next Van Damme movie? I don't know. Maybe skipping somewhere through Asia, you know. Can we get Samuel Goldwyn in here to write the next Van Damme film, please?
The helicopter here yet? Let's go. There's a hole in my glass.
There's a hole in my glass. And I need product placement for these two kooks named the Vandersloon Swans.
The Vandersloons.
What's their name?
Vandersloon Vanderswan. Yeah.
Yeah, the Vanderswan.
T.T. Vandersloon Real Estate, Beverly Hills.
They're coming on the helicopter with us.
Why a helicopter? Oh, yeah,
They're
I guess.
They're going to location scouting.
Do you do anything with your family for the Masters?
No. We're not big golf people.
Some people, like our friends the Mammosers, get because Greg Mammoser, our buddy, has a birthday that falls around Masters weekend every year. And
happy birthday, Greg.
For years, I celebrated, you know, the Masters by walking over to the Goldie Burger. Oh. And all the Masters is on all the TVs.
All the Masters.
Yes. And everyone's,
maybe I'll do that, Perry.
Everyone's very reverent. Like, everyone there are big Masters fans. And it's actually a nice afternoon.
When is it?
But that's what I would spend it with the Mammoth.
It's this weekend.
It's this Sunday. Will be the final round of the Masters. That's
Pat, maybe I'll go have a burger
it's when
with
they
you.
Televise the whole sure. thing this Sunday.
We can go see Mike Sullivan, you know?
See Rory McIlroy.
I may join
I'm
you
here
boys.
To see Rory McIlroy on TV.
Me? My name's Eric Vanderswan. Perry, Trevor, whatever.
Eric, Barry, Trevor, whatever.
Eric, Barry, Trevor.
McCarty Cook pays tall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you where else you should go? Twisted Shamrock.
Of Irish course. Pub.
Yeah, right. Watch the Masters there.
That's exactly right. I still got to get over the Twisted Shamrock. That was a hot spot during the political season.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of parties over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Have to check that out.
Get
over there.
Crowd, you're over there, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Clay, have you been doing any work? This weather's getting nicer, and like starting to want to like go outside and start working out and running again.
Just sprint.
And so I just started running.
Running what you're wearing right now.
You did it? You went for a run?
Not yet, but I'm working my way into it. I was going to run over to see Mike Courtney and Don at the Twisted Shamrock, and maybe I will this Sunday to watch the Masters.
That'd be a pretty long run.
Down Harlem.
Be about 8 miles probably from where you live.
Yeah, it's at 6462 South Central Avenue. Oh, it's in the Midway area. It's one of the best bars.
About 8 miles.
Yeah, run down Harlem to 55th.
Take Harlem to
55th,
man.
You're good.
Yeah. Go see Mike
and
Don.
How hard could it be?
At the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub.
You know, I actually did, I didn't run, but I had, some appointments in Evanston.
Yeah.
And I had a little downtime, about an hour and a half. And I actually have a longboard, it's called. It's like a skateboard, but it's long.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I keep it in my car, and I took it along the lake.
Really?
Yeah, up and down.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, you know. It's better than nothing.
I'm going long. I'll be back with the estimate in a minute. I'm going longboarding.
When did you get a longboard? In California?
A little bit there. When I used to live with Dan O'Connor.
Ah, that's right. I remember he had one, too.
Did some
yeah.
longboarding then, and I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so I started doing it a little bit to try and get used to snowboarding, which I've been doing more of.
Yeah.
And they kind of, you know.
Go hand in hand a little bit?
Yeah. But then I got kind of good at it, so I'm like, you know, I'll just do it whenever. Cool. But it was kind of tricky because there was a lot of people out, so I was weaving.
Right.
At the weave, there was a lot of people just looking around, just standing. People from Ohio.
On the lakefront this early in the year. Man, we had a couple of real nice days.
Everyone I went by was like a student at Northwestern. I'm like, you're smarter than me. You're smarter than me. You're smarter than me.
Yeah.
And you're smarter than me. It was quite depressing.
What's that t-shirt, Premier? What does that mean?
This is a drum company.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legendary drum company.
Jagger canceled the tour. He's not feeling
it. Yeah, he had to have emergency.
Michael
heart.
Jeffrey Jagger.
Michael Jeffrey G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y Jagger.
Jeffrey.
He got a new valve put. New valve in his ticker.
Yeah. So they canceled the whole tour, right?
I think they did it for insurance.
My heart almost exploded, you guys.
Jagger's heart exploded. What a way to go out if Jagger's heart exploded on stage.
That's happened to people.
It's the best way. There have been performers.
That's how Keith wants to go
on stage.
Yeah,
it's the fantasy of a lot of actors and performers that
eventually
like
Keith
to...
will just turn into like ash and just blow away on stage.
Wouldn't that be a thing? Just rams the Telecaster real hard and just
turns to stone and then just dust.
Keith,
everyone, Keith has become cigarette ash. We can no longer go on. I'm glad he's doing well. You know, his father lived till he was like 100 years old.
Mr. Jagger.
Hello, Mr. Jagger. Is Meg home?
Mr. Jagger. Hi, Trevor Vanderswan. Is Mick around? Got a couple of listings I think he'll be interested in. Yes, I'm the one with the Joe Biden teeth. No. That's my brother, the guy with the afro and the tan and the fake nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do we wear scrubs in our hands? Oh, we went to dental school. It's our thing.
As patients. Not as doctors.
Right. Okay, so I'll call Mick in a little bit. Bye now.
Thank you, Mr. Jagger. So anyway, it's in his blood. He's got good blood, you know? So he's got some years left in him.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were looking forward to that tour, but I think anybody that's a fan of his is just...
I still think it'll happen. It'll just happen, like...
Later. Years.
Probably, like, in spring.
Okay.
I'm almost certain it is happening still. Like, it's going, you know...
But it was supposed to be in July, so they'll postpone it probably till... I could see him doing it, like...
Next year, next spring?
Christmas time or something. I don't know.
Kicking it off?
What do I know?
Yeah.
What am I, a band promoter?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just a guy.
Just a guy.
I'm just a guy. What am I, a band promoter? I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
All right, Do you go to many concerts? You don't. There's some good acts coming through. You'd like to see, Bill, like The Who.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
I go to more concerts of my friends that are in the arts that have bands and play.
Yeah, well, that's expected.
Is it?
You don't see big time bands? You don't see big time Tesla, Skid Row?
My friends are big time in my mind.
Aw.
You know?
Aren't you a teddy bear?
Yes, I am. I'm a Vanderswan. We're soft in the middle.
Well, I threw out the first pitch at the Cubs game.
Lori!
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori Lightfoot.
Welcome.
The opener, and I want to thank the city of Chicago so much for their support.
I'd like to thank Rawlings Baseball Company for making a nice ball for me.
She she did it better. She actually threw it across this time, didn't she?
Lori,
did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she do both?
Both games.
Yes, I went from Lori Lightfoot into like a Clinton almost.
Oh, you're like Ray Romano.
Lori Clinton.
Ray Romano. Yeah, I can't do him either.
Lori, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's not a bad. That's a good start.
Yeah, you know, that's all right.
I didn't remember the Romano being Puerto Rican. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
She did both. I think she did the Sox game on Sunday. And then the Cubs on Monday.
Yep.
So she may have been out of town or something. I don't know why, you know.
She probably went down to Florida for a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prepped
exactly.
it for me. Yeah. She prepped my Airbnb.
Or maybe she was in
me.
Ohio visiting her family, whatever. But yeah, that was kind of cool to see Mayor.
She's got a lot of work to do. She shouldn't be messing around with baseballs.
Oh, come on. That's a thing.
We got to unite the gangs. We got to get everything
going. She hasn't even taken office officially.
Got to unite the gangs.
No. I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's not going to fly. Yeah. On to the next one.
We should probably take a commercial break.
We can do that.
All right.
More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. Final run of the stretch of the program.
Yep.
McCann's, the greatest oatmeal in the land. Been a wild, weird, wacky, fun episode.
So isn't it always, though?
Typically, but sometimes we go on these tangents, and tonight, the tangent, the word of the night is Vanderswan.
People of the night. People of the year. Person yep. of the year. Persons of the year.
We're the persons of the year. What do you mean we can't get into the Augusta Club?
That's all it does on the resume.
Persons of the year?
Yep. And then, like, 50 years.
Were we going to play Huey Lewis, Hip to Be Square
in honor of Pat's square win?
Ooh, yeah, we can absolutely play that.
Play a little Huey?
I hadn't, the shock of winning that square.
You should get it all in singles.
My buddy.
Your winnings, and then just bathe in it.
I could do that. I started a YouTube channel. That's been done. What do? I bathe in money.
Bathing singles.
Yep.
Sometimes I do singles, then I go euro dollar a week later. And
sometimes I don't have money, so I use craft singles.
Right, I bathe in singles. Ooh, that's a good. That's Billy Idol's next album cover.
Bathing
just
him
singles. In a bathtub with hundreds of craft singles on him. Says I bathe in singles.
Uh huh.
I can't wait for that.
Me neither.
So you were saying, you said the shock of it.
The shock of it was like, I was like, I haven't won anything in a long time. Yeah. I was like, what? I won? Yeah.
You don't believe it till it's in hand.
Right. Exactly.
And then it's gone.
I called my buddy who I was in on it with, and he was like, what? How much is it? He thought it was like $4,000 or something. I was like, no, it's not that much.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing, though.
That happens to people.
It happened to a lot. The NCAA.
He wasn't disappointed
Vegas
when you
is...
told him it was a nickel, though. He was like, I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. You're avid gamblers with the lottery. Now you're sports gambling. You should get on that Queen of Hearts thing.
I know. They don't have that in our
area. Go to some place in Iowa and do it.
I'm driving to Iowa for the Queen of Hearts at St. Michael's in Des Moines. I got a couple of Vanderswan DVDs and.
I'll be back in 6 days.
I need a. Need a thing of water.
Need a gallon of Hawaiian punch.
Yes. I just had another Hawaiian punch on my way in here. It's my drink lately.
Yeah, I'm going to drink a lot of that in Florida, I think.
It's not good for your teeth. What do you drink? A lot of Hawaiian punch.
I drink about 5 gallons of Hawaiian punch a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
I smoke cigarettes. I drink Hawaiian Punch.
Do they sell 5 gallons of Hawaiian Punch at Costco? They probably do.
For sure.
Are you kidding?
Like a Home Depot bucket.
Go to a Dollar Tree. Just find some Hawaiian Punch.
All right, Bill.
Yep. I almost bought Kool-Aid the other day as we're on the topic of Hawaiian Punch. I had a friend of mine give me a secret recipe for
Final
Kool-Aid.
Stretch of the show, sugar drinks. We're just going to talk about
that. Billy's talking secret Kool-Aid recipes.
I've been like thinking about it.
Okay.
And every
the weather's
time,
been getting nice.
It's been getting nicer. Yeah, right, right. It is. It's
Kool-Aid. So you're thinking about what am I going to drink?
It's Kool-Aid weather.
Yeah, so what are you going to do with it?
And
You told me already. I know.
Yeah, it's great. So a friend of mine told me, here's the hot mix. You ready?
Ooh.
Grape-flavored Kool-Aid with lemonade-flavored Kool-Aid.
Yeah, boy.
Some sugar.
Ooh.
And then diced up lemons.
Word.
Let it marinate in the fridge for probably about a couple hours.
4 months.
It's a Kool-Aid limoncello.
Then you just pour it.
Then you pour a gallon of vodka.
Clay asked me what it was called tonight. I said, I don't know, heaven?
Drink's called heaven.
It's called Hoochie Mama.
There's a hole in my heaven. There's a hole in my heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have another refill on heaven?
So yeah, Masters weekend. But I was
make a batch of that for everybody.
But I was in a
Masters Kool-Aid for sure. There's green Masters Kool-Aid. Got tons of booze in it. It's like Long Island iced tea.
Green River and vodka.
Right.
I was in a liquor store doing a sale, and it was more like a mini mart. And I look over while I'm like killing time while the guy's talking to another salesman. So I just kind of walk the aisles of the store.
Right.
All of a sudden, I see it. Kool-Aid packets were 35 cents.
How did you get?
And I was like, oh, they got grape, and they have lemonade. And I was like, do I buy this right now? Like, hi, hold on a second. I want to sell you some Jack Daniels. I'll take the Kool-Aid packets, though, if you have these available.
I'll take 60 of these
Kool-Aid
packets.
No, I passed on it. I didn't do it because I was about to be like, what if I just grabbed the whole box of, like, all the packets of both of them and just, like, put it on there.
And then he went
in
his car and snorted it.
Yeah, they would have looked at me like I was crazy. Like, you having party? You know, I don't know, but...
You having party?
Yeah, I got a lot of kids coming home.
You want to come?
I need to make about 15 gallons of Kool-Aid.
You want to come? You need a ride?
But, yeah, if you're thinking about that, you know, make that Kool-Aid concoction and enjoy the Masters this weekend.
No one's going to do that.
No, but you know what they should do is go see Mike Joyce at the Celtic Boxing Club.
Yeah, get tough.
And learn how to box this season.
You never know if a Vanderswan's going to try and attack you.
You never know if there's a Vanderswan coming up on the street behind you. Ready to pounce. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ready to sell you that house that you were unexpected for.
Sell you that house you can't afford, but you want.
Yeah,
that's why you got to learn how to box at the Celtic Boxing Club. It's in the Mount Greenwood, Beverly Hills neighborhood, founded by our pal Mike Joyce. It's a great place. It was started to give neighborhood kids a place to learn the art of boxing and to offer a positive outlet.
Best workout you can have.
Yep.
Drop by the Celtic Boxing Club at 3012 West 111th Street. Or you can call Mike Joyce at 773-779-7266.
Get over there.
Yeah. We are heading, this is it, this is the end.
Heading straight for the end. Speaking of that, is it over?
It is over.
All right.
If you've enjoyed past episodes, you can find us at iTunes under Hooli's Hooli, or you can search for us at hibernianradio.org. This show is presented again by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC of Oak Lawn. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.
But I couldn't take the finest night.